There's a chorus we sing, "The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you. Thing in all my life is loving you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we can go to prayer. You can stay seated if you'd like. If you'd like to go to your knees, that's well, but let's just spend some time just talking to our God, allowing him to speak to us. He has a place for you by his side. Let's find that secret place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Live in your presence. Help us, Lord. Thank you. You're beginning this work. You're working to this end to fill us with yourself, to draw us into your bosom, O Lord, whereby we can live in thy presence. O God, help us not to yield to distraction, but help us, O God, to run after you with all our heart, all our Jesus. But make us wholehearted. Help us to seek you with all our hearts. All
we pray that you would fill each one of us, Lord God, with your love, the purity of it, the clarity of it, Lord God, that we can love the unlovely in our lives. that, Lord, whether it be within our families, in our neighborhood, in the country, or in the world, Lord God, that that love would shine forth through our vessels, Lord God, to accomplish all will and purpose in this time. That, Lord, you don't idly do these things. You allow them. But, Lord, you want each one of us, Lord God, to be able to walk forth with the power and the might, with the tongue under control, with the attitudes brought to the cross. And, Lord Jesus, that you would be manifest in a mighty way wherever we stand, Lord, you are with us. Wherever we stand, Lord God, you said that you, it's holy ground. And each one of us, Lord God, filled with your best, your presence, Lord, is standing in holy ground. Let us remember, Lord, that we can't get away from you, Lord. You know every attitude. You know every thought. You know everything about each one of us, Lord. So, Father, we pray that the purity of your love would bring forth the power of your Holy Spirit through clean vessels, Lord God. Let our lives be pure before you, Lord. That your Holy Spirit would not be grieved, Lord God, by a word or an attitude or an action. But, Lord, that you would have your way with each one, Lord God, that's hearing this. That you would do the work, Lord God. We can't, Lord. We're weak and we're frail and we need you to do for us what we can't do for ourselves, Lord. And you accomplish that on Calvary's cross. But teach us how to apply that grace, Lord. Teach us moment by moment how for us to walk, Lord God, to be able to smile at those faces that are so sad. We pray that you would cause our lives, Lord God, to touch tenderly the hearts that are broken. That it would be your tenderness, Lord God, that you, it would be your gentleness, Lord God, with those that are rough to be around, that it would be your perseverance, your long-suffering, Lord. Not in ourselves, Lord. You told us that in your word. We can't do anything apart from you, Jesus. So we pray, Father, that you would manifest yourself in such a way that that grace would flow. Father, we need the grace of Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit to do the work, Lord God. And we pray that all in the name of
Thank you. Lord Jesus, there is no other God besides you. Lord, every other God doesn't care for us, won't listen to us, won't help us, Lord. Only you do. Only you truly love us, and we are created to worship you. So I ask that you fill us with your presence and a longing to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Then, Lord, we pray we go deeper, Lord God. Deeper, Lord God. Deeper so we'll be able to go to war. We go back home, Lord God, because there's a war going on. And we're your army. So, Lord, we pray we go deeper. Deeper so we're able to put on the armor of God when we confront the world around us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're going to go deeper. We don't just want to be happy, clappy Christians, Lord God, but be an army, Lord God, to go out there and to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would just make us go deeper. However, each of our personalities help us to go deeper in whichever way you want us to go deeper in order to minister to wherever you want us to minister to, person across the street, person around the block, person at work. Develop our personalities or armor to be deeper in however you want it to be, Lord God, so we're able to go out and to share you with the rest of the world, Lord God. The world's fallen apart, or has been falling apart. Lord God, you need us to go out there. So yes, prepare Lord. Us or make us go deeper and deeper and deeper, whatever that means, to be deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper in you, so we're able to put on that armor, so we're able to confront the things that we're going to be confronted with in the days to come.
Yes, Lord.